Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 19. I am Dan Campos. The New York Times obtained documents that show Apple moved iCloud data of Chinese users, including the encryption keys, from servers outside China to a network of servers from state-owned GCVD. Apple denies the report and says it has control of the encryption keys. The documents are outdated, it uses the latest protections, and keeps third parties disconnected from its networks. The Chinese government also made a statement that it strictly adheres to principles of data security protection and prohibits and cracks down on relevant illegal activities in accordance with the law. Google revealed the biggest design change in Android's history, according to the VP of Product Management, Android and Google Play, Samir Samat, which is based on a system called Material U that will allow the user to change system colors, it will have smoother animations and big bubble buttons. The major improvements come with a new privacy dashboard focused on location, camera, and microphone use that indicates when they are being used. Google and Samsung announced that they are combining Wear OS and Tizen into a new platform currently referred as Wear, though that might not be the final name. The result of this fusion means that future Samsung watches will run Wear instead of Tizen. Google will add more of its own apps to the Wear platform, and Wear Health and Fitness feature have been rebuilt from the ground up, with input from Samsung and Fitbit, with Fitbit Wear smartwatches on the way. Google show off its next-generation AI with an experimental model called Lambda, which Google says could one day supercharge the ability of its conversational AI assistants and allow for more natural conversations. On the demos, the company showed videos of two short conversations conducted with the model. In one, Lambda answered questions while pretending to be the planet Pluto. And in the second, it was standing in for a paper airplane, with Lambda being able to talk from the point of view of two quite different objects. Shortages in the semiconductor industry are getting worse, with the gap between ordering a chip and taking delivery increased to 17 weeks in April, according to research by Susquehanna Financial Group. The situation has been complicated by a resurgence of COVID-19 in Taiwan, home of Taiwan Semiconductors Manufacturing Company, which is the world's most advanced chip maker and counts Apple and Qualcomm among its many customers. Spotify announced this Wednesday that will be hosting its first ever virtual concert experience, starting on May 27th and all Tuesdays through June 24th, with each ticket costing $15 plus taxes for access to a 40 to 75 minute pre-recorded concert. They will begin with the Black Keys on March 27th, followed by Rag & Bone Man, Bleachers' Jacques Antonoff, Leon Bridges, and ending with Gear in Red in June 24th. Nvidia announced that they are bringing their cryptocurrency hash limiter to additional GeForce cards by incorporating their hash limiting technology into the GeForce RTX 3080, 3070 and 3060 Ti cards. These new cards will be receiving additional labeling to differentiate them from the original generation of untroubled cards, calling this trolling feature Light Hash Rate, to communicate buyers that the cards are hash limited. The price of Bitcoin has fallen below $34,000 for the first time in 3 months, after China banned financial institutions and payment companies from providing services related to cryptocurrency transactions this Tuesday. On Monday, the cryptocurrency was down 22%, with other digital coins such as Ethereum and Dogecoin lost as much as 25% and 29% respectively. Researchers from blockchain analysis firm Elliptic estimated that DarkSide ransomware gang has made over $90 million from ransom payments from its victims since October 2020, with the average payment being at $1.9 million. The researchers examined the Bitcoin wallets used by ransomware gang to receive the ransom payments from victims over the past 9 months, and it also allowed the experts to follow the ransom payments and determine how crooks cash out their funds. Qualcomm announced the new Snapdragon 778G 5G mobile chip, featuring a Creo 670 CPU and Adreno 642L GPU, with Qualcomm claiming a 40% better CPU performance and 40% faster graphics rendering compared to the previous generation, supporting sub-6 GHz and millimeter wave 5G thanks to its Snapdragon X53 5G modem. The new chip will be used by a relatively large number of smartphone makers, including Motorola, Oppo, Realme, Xiaomi, and Honor. China's space agency released its first photographs from Mars on Wednesday, announcing that the mission was going as planned. The landing made China the third nation land on Mars, and it was the latest in a series of major milestones, including missions to the moon and the start of construction of a new orbiting space station. IFA Berlin is cancelled for 2021, with the organizers citing the emergency of COVID-19 variants and concerns around the speed and consistency with which vaccines have been rolled out globally as the main causes. The event was initially planned for September 3 at the Messe Berlin Convention Center, which continues to be used as an emergency medical facility and vaccination center. Amazon said on Tuesday it is extending until further notice a moratorium it imposed last year on police use of its facial recognition software. Microsoft previously announced in June it will await US federal regulations before selling its face recognition software to the police. India has written a letter to WhatsApp asking it to withdraw its newly rolled out privacy policy, which according to the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, MeitY, violates several laws and rules. MeitY has given WhatsApp 7 days to respond to this notice, and it added that if the response from Facebook-owned company was not satisfactory, the government could take lawful actions against the social network giant. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, including a deep dive into all the Google I.O. news, check out Daily Tech News Show, where you can find show notes and links to all headlines here as well. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super spicy day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.